Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Thank you so much. Hi again, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're excited because Andrea Andre is back with us again. She is she's been talking with us several times now in the past couple of weeks. She's a top-notch empowerment coach and an energy healer. She combines both. And she's the owner of what is known as the Empowered Living Space. If you really think about it, that's a very interesting title for her practice, the Empowered Living Space. I'm going to get Andrea to explain that to us. In any event, through her coaching, she helps people or clients identify the thought patterns that keep them from creating their optimal life and becoming the most authentic version of themselves as they can. It has a lot to do with it, what's in their mind and the way they think about themselves. And as an energy healer, she guides her clients to release painful emotions behind those thoughts that weigh you down. And done continuously, this allows you to move into a much greater unity with your higher self. And she accomplishes all this not by encouraging you to ignore or block out thoughts and feelings, but by embracing the thought, releasing the emotion, and then tapping into the energy that you wish to feel. She has a wonderful website, and it's great. And if you open the website, the first thing you see, or one of the first things you see, is the quote, "An amazing life is awaiting anyone who's brave enough to go after it." And that's what she helps her clients do. People who are demoralized or not happy, things are just not right. They have to go after what they want to achieve, and it's there if they do it. And she is here to help them. She's a marvelous lady, a marvelous coach. She's based in Verona, Wisconsin. I just got her on the line at -1 degrees in Wisconsin today at this hour. So, wow, that's cold. Wherever you are, I hope you're nice and toasty warm. But in any event, let's bring Andrea back on the line with us. It's a delight to welcome you back, Andrea. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, thank you. It's such a delight to be back. I've really enjoyed our conversations.
Well, listen, I do too. I do too. I love learning from you, and you really are great in what you do. You teach us to never be afraid to chase your dreams and to create a better way of thinking and a better life, and that it is out there. All you have to do is kind of go work for it, you know. And the big question, are you living up to your full potential? You know, most everyone knows that they're really not. There's always something greater if they work a little bit harder about it. And I know that as an empowerment coach, which is an interesting way to look at it, an empowerment coach, you reflect the patterns that are holding you back from living your best feeling and most authentic, purposeful life. Explain a little bit about that, your philosophy on helping people. And I know you combine energy healing with coaching. Let's go into that, too. Talk to me how you
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely. Sure.
You're on.
Yes.
Okay.
I am on. It's my turn. Yep. So I describe someone's most authentic life as the life that their soul planned before they joined these bodies, before they came down and started this life. So I do have a spiritual bend to the work that I do, because I look at our souls as the truth of who we are and how we are here to express and what we are here to offer in terms of improving our small corner of the planet. And so when I look at the energy of a soul, I look at it a couple different ways. One, I know that all of our souls have a few things in common. We all have the energy of love and compassion and abundance. We're all wired for good health. And those are a few of the traits that we all contain. And so when I look at reflecting anything back, if it's not aligned with those things, then I know that it's not coming from the authentic energy of our soul. It's coming from sort of the pain of this human experience, the lack, the limitation, the things that we've been led to believe but are not actually true about who we are. And so as an empowerment coach, that's really what I'm listening to my clients to pick out as they're talking to me about the problems going on in their lives, the pain points, is I'm listening for those mindset shifts that we can make that would allow them to release those old mindsets that are not in alignment with the energy of their soul and then tap into the expansion, the abundance, the health, all of the things that are available to us as spiritual beings living a human experience. And so that's really, when I think about being an empowerment coach, I'm listening to the way that they're talking, describing all of those things and trying to pick out those areas of limitation. So that way then, as the energy healer, typically those areas of limitation have a painful emotion underneath them, some sort of anger or grief or shame or just a place where they might feel unloved. And when we tap into those emotions, we start to release them. They actually, I think of them as actually taking up space in our energy body. Once we feel those emotions, we release them out of their system. Then our soul has a little bit more space in the void we just created to come back in into their bodies, into their lives. And so that's really my goal when I want to take my clients to their most authentic life, to their best life, to the life that their soul planned for them to live. It's really to start picking apart those parts of their energy and their belief system that are not in alignment with the energy of their soul, use visualization exercises to release that energy, and then allow their soul to come back in, fill the void. And, of course, this is a continuous process. We do it over and over and over. It's not one and done, but slowly we start to change the trajectory of our life and our energy as we continue to do this work. And so that's what I've learned to do with myself, and that's what I really feel like I did it first so I could understand the work enough that I could then offer it to my clients.
That's great. That's a great way to hear it. You know, your first question, as I pointed out on your website, is you're asking, are you living up to your full potential?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, do you think you're living up to your full potential? How would you answer that?
Yep. My answer to that would be, I don't think there is actually ever a destination that we get to. I think we continue to up-level and up-level. And that's just the nature of the universe and the nature of our spirit. Our spirit is never done. Our spirit is continuously expanding. So I typically answer it as I'm on the path. I'm getting there. I don't think there's a destination, but I do feel like I am living more of an aligned life now than I was, now that I am on the journey of my soul and not on the journey of the path that I was on. So don't know if that's exactly what you're thinking, but I think that I'm certainly on the way, I would say.
Well, I mean, that's great. And if you can get your clients, the people who come to you for help, to feel the same way, then they've taken a step in the right direction, a big step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
By the way, what did you do before you got into doing this? What made you become an empowerment coach?
Yeah, I found myself in the healthcare industry. I dabbled between healthcare delivery, healthcare insurance, and then my most recent job was in more of the life insurance sector. And within those industries, I was doing project management and process improvement. And so that was one of those, I feel like project managers, we kind of fall into, no one's a little girl growing up who wants to be a project manager. We just kind of, we go through life and it's something we kind of fall into because the pieces don't really fit anywhere else. But what I learned about myself, at least, was I have a really good knack for process improvement, and that has really come into my coaching because I understand that making change takes time, and it's really about making continuous small tweaks over time that then grow to big results. And so I have been able to take some of that into my work and my life right now. But I was doing that work because that's what, again, I kind of fell into it. I was initially attracted to the healthcare industry because part of me has always known that I am here to help people live healthier lives. I didn't know at the time that was the energy healer in me. I didn't know what an energy healer was. And so the only industry I knew that that kind of fit into was the healthcare industry. And so I was doing process improvement in various realms of the healthcare industry, but none of it ever felt right. And so it was when I was at one of those jobs where finally I started to get this nudge that you're not living up to your highest potential. If you stay on this path, then you're squandering what it is both you came here to do and what you're capable of. And for some reason, my soul knew that that was the painful thought that would get me back on track, because the idea of not living up to my highest potential and sort of wasting my capabilities, it was so painful that I had to start figuring out, well, what is it that I'm here to do? What is it that I can offer that only I can offer? And so it was within those jobs and those industries that I started on this new path, and that's where I'm at today.
And did you consult a coach yourself or not necessarily?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
I have worked with different teachers and coaches over the past few years. Some I've been more of a teaching capacity in group programs where I've been learning just the idea of this soul alignment, what does that mean? And then as I worked through that myself and I realized I'm here to offer this and package myself as a coaching business, that's when I sought out a coach to teach me the business elements, because I have two engineering degrees. I don't have a lick of business knowledge. And so I've been learning that from the ground up. And so, yes, I've worked with teachers. I've worked with coaches to really help me get to where I'm at today.
Well, that's always interesting. I rarely ask a coach that, but you know the benefits of having a good
mm-hmm.
good coach, what they can do for you. By the way, you just mm-hmm. mentioned you have two engineering degrees. You know, mm-hmm. I've talked to so many people who get degrees in one field and then they go into something entirely different. What?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you not follow what you felt, you know, when you got into school and earlier in your life you wanted to do in the world
mm-hmm.
of, you know, engineering, whatever kind
mm-hmm.
of engineering it was? Why did you not stick in that area?
Yeah, the first engineering degree I have, my undergraduate, was in biomedical engineering. And so this was one of those, well, you have to pick a major when you're 18. And when you're 18, you don't have a whole lot of life experience. And so what did I know at the time? I knew that I was good at math and science. And I thought that there was a potential that I might go to medical school. I'd always had this idea, again, I wanted to help people live healthier lives. And the way I thought I could package that was as a doctor. And so I chose that major because it kept the door open for me to, it had all the, you know, pre-med requirements. And so it kept the door open for me should I choose that a few years down the road. And it was still in college. I bought the MCAT study book to study for the MCAT, which is the test that you take to get into medical school. And at that point, I looked at the book and I just projected all of the hours ahead of me that I would spend studying and then all of the years of my life that I would be in medical school. And a part of me just knew that didn't sound very fun. And I kind of wanted to have fun in my 20s and maybe not get so serious and so studious. And so at that time, I decided I wasn't going to go to medical school. And then I didn't really know what I was going to do. And so I poked around with a few jobs. I ended up working because it sort of worked with my degree. It was in the healthcare space, but I worked with a company that does electronic health records. And so that's where I fell into project management. And then I was working there, and I started realizing and hearing people tell me that I'm really good at process improvement and I have a process-oriented frame of reference. Then I went back, got my master's in industrial and systems engineering with a focus in healthcare, again, thinking that I would use it in the healthcare space. But then again, when I got into the healthcare space, working in a hospital doing process improvement, something didn't quite feel right. And so I've been following what I thought would feel fulfilling and thought would make me happy. And once I got into it, none of it really did. And so these last few years are really the first time in my entire life that I have felt on purpose, on point, and aligned with what I'm here to do instead of chasing it, looking for that feeling.
That's amazing. That's really fascinating to hear. I can appreciate what you're talking about. Number one, I have mm-hmm. someone in my family who's taking the MCAPs right now, and I've been hearing all about that. it's a major challenge. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a friend, believe it or not, probably ought to talk to you. She's in a field where she studied in medical school. In the field, she's a practicing dentist, and she doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's miserable. So what do you suggest for somebody who does that? I mean, they've gone through the whole works, and they're just not mm-hmm. happy in their profession. You weren't happy in yours.
Nope.
How do you get out of the doldrums when you're in that kind of a situation? What do you do? Tell me.
When I first started, the only question I could answer, because I didn't know what it was I wanted to do, I just knew it wasn't this. It's not this. I had no idea. And so the only question I could answer was, how do you want to feel in your life? And so when I tuned into that, the first word that came in was freedom. And then the next word was creativity. And so somehow I knew at that point that this is how I want to feel. I want to feel, you know, to have enough financial stability that I then have the time freedom to create and express the way that I'm here to do. I don't want people to tell me what to do. I don't want people to tell me how to spend my time or what I should work on. And so those were really the first things that I did, was tune into how do I want to feel. And then I really just set the intention, okay, life, universe, show me what it is I'm here to do. How can I start calling those things in? And then at that point, it was really just, I was responding to what life was showing me, all of the pain, all of the triggers, because what those really were opportunities for me to release what wasn't me and then tune into that which was me. And so there's a lot I could probably go into. If your dentist friend would like to talk, I would certainly love to talk to her. But at a high level, I really just started with, what is it that I want to feel? Okay, universe, help me out here. let's get me to that place. And slowly then the clarity started to arrive, the pain started to fall away, and one day I realized that I'm much more happy, feeling fulfilled on the path than I was a few years ago.
Do you have, your story is great. I was just wondering, do you have many people? Give me the picture of a typical client who calls you and says, look, I need help. What is their general situation? How would you describe that brings them to you to knock on your door, you know?
Yeah. One client that I have that I'm starting with at the beginning of the year was in a very similar situation. She's unhappy with her job. She's realized she's been unhappy with her job for a number of years, and her son is getting older. And her son, she's realizing, doesn't need her as much. And so she's starting to wonder, well, what is it? How can I spend my time? What is it that I'm here to do and to offer if it's not to take care of my son? And how can I bring some happiness into work? Am I supposed to be happy at work? Or is there another way for me to find happiness and fulfillment? And so that was a very similar one to me, where it was very work-related. Another client came to me because she was a big worrier, and she didn't like the way worry felt, and she didn't know what to do differently. And so we talked about worry as an energy. We talked about how the focus and where we focus our energy is very powerful, and how it can be very disempowering to our ability to create when we're focusing on worry. And so what we did was tune her into that which she wanted for the subject of her worries. And so instead of what you worry about, here's what I want for them, which feels better in her body and also creates the space for her friends and nieces to then step into the higher versions of them versus be energetically held down by that which she was worrying about. So it runs a little bit of you know, pain with relationship and feeling or family dynamics. Another one had some pain with her daughter in terms of getting her daughter to listen and feeling like her daughter was starting to get a little bossy. And so I coached her a little bit through that. So it's a number of things, but I'd say it relates to, you know, I'm not feeling like life feels very good. It feels like there's something else that I'm here to do, or there's a little bit of pain between me and someone in my family that I would like to resolve.
That's great. And do you think, have you found that in working with your clients, the methods you use, are you able to help them? Do you get them on a straighter path, so to speak?
And so far, yeah, so far. I am newer in my business, and so I've had a handful of clients, but so far I have been able to help them and give them results from working with me.
Talk to me a little bit about the energy healing work you do and how you combine that with coaching.
Yeah.
'Cause that's a little different. I mean, you know, there are a lot of life coaches. You add another element altogether with the energy healing. How does that work? Explain about it.
I do. Yeah, I feel like a lot of traditional coaches, they've got the mindset component. They understand that our mindset or our thoughts create a reality. There's that concept. Your thoughts create your reality. And so they're really focusing on, well, what are those disempowering thoughts that you have coming up? So, for example, for me, when I decided that coaching was how I wanted to package myself and my offerings, then all these thoughts came up about, you know, aren't there enough coaches already out there? What are you going to say that's different? And so those are the sorts of mindset things that would keep someone like me from stepping into this work. And so a traditional coach would talk through the mindset work and use whatever tricks they have to help their clients shift their mindset. What I understand as an energy healer is underneath the mindset is this painful emotion. And so the way I see it is we have these painful emotions that were, many of them were not felt in childhood, and some of them are actually, they come from our ancestral line, and so many of us actually carry the pain of our ancestors as well, that then this is the root cause of these disempowering thoughts. And so I really like to get to the root cause, and for me the root cause is these painful emotions that we're trying not to feel. And so it's like we don't want to feel that, and so we put this little cover on top so that way we don't poke into that emotion. And this cover on top is that mindset, that belief that's disempowering us. And so if we can peel back that belief and then tap into the emotional energy that is underneath, allow our clients to feel that and release that, then for me, what I found is oftentimes that painful thought, it just falls away because we don't have the emotion that's underneath it. And so I find that it's a much quicker way. Affirmations and positive mindset can take a lot longer to shift if you still have that painful emotion underneath. But once you feel and release the painful emotion, I find that it's much easier to tap into that more self-affirming belief because that painful emotion isn't there underneath. And so energy healing sounds really fancy, and some people do way fancier things that I do. For me, it's really just a way of saying, let's feel that emotion, that one that we've been making all of these changes in our lives trying not to feel. Let's spend 60 to 90 seconds feeling it, and then it's not going to bother you anymore. So that's where I found it's just a really powerful combination because, yes, mindset work is the work, but underneath there's an emotional component that not all coaches know to tap into that can allow changes to happen faster.
That's good. That's very good. I understand. I gather, rather, from your website at least, that you work a lot with moms. And you, by the way, have a gift for moms who are looking for more. If they go to your website, they can download what you call your free 3 ways to tap into your authentic self.
Yes.
And they can get that just by going to your website and logging into it.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to me about how you help moms up-level. You put it that way. It's a way, interesting way to put up-level their lives. By guiding them to their inner health, happiness, and abundance. That's great. That's great. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that goes back into the idea that who we truly, authentically are is a spiritual being. We're having a human experience, but we are actually spiritual beings. And so the human experience comes with thoughts and emotions and this physical body, and many of us identify with those things as being who we are. So I think I am the thoughts running through my head. I think I am this, you know, girl with brown hair. I am not those things. I have those things. And so when I want my clients to up level, for me, what that really means is I want to improve your life by aligning you to your soul, because our soul, by its natural energy, is happy or content or peaceful. Not everyone likes the word happy, but it is an energy that feels good. It is an energy that is abundant. It is an energy that is wired for perfect health. And so if we're not those things or not experiencing those things in our life, that means that there's some human experience part that we want to see and release, so that way we can tap into the energy of our soul. Because what I found is through the law of attraction, the energy that we carry in our body and how much of our soul we allow into our lives is really what then creates our outer experience of our world. And so it's a pretty natural byproduct that the more someone aligns with the energy of their soul and taps into those energies that feel good and are more high vibrational, their life will change, because all of our lives are a reflection of our energy. And so it's really a natural thing. As you shift your energy, then your life starts to up-level. You start to maybe get better opportunities at work, or maybe your finances start to improve, your health starts to improve. All of those things more naturally happen when you align with the energy of your soul. And so that's sort of the behind the scenes of what I mean by that statement.
That's very interesting. And when you work with clients in this area, how long do you find it typically takes for them to begin to see the light, so to speak? It doesn't happen overnight, does it?
It doesn't, no. I'd say it can differ from client to client, but I'd say 4 to 6 months is usually a good starting point to start to work enough that we're starting to see some patterns, shifting some of the behavior, and starting to actually feel some of the difference behind the work that we're doing.
And I gather you give your clients homework to do in between your conversations with them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep. I do, yeah. The homework is typically, I like to be very experiential.
So
it's, sit in meditation for 5 minutes and do this. And so it could be as simple. One of my clients, I had her tune into the energy of, what if I was enough, just the way I am? And she, when we did that the first time, I could hear her tear up, and she talked about how powerful that was. And so as we call in and intentionally sit in the energy, then things start to shift in our world and our reality. And so I typically, most of my clients are moms. I don't want to give them really big time-consuming things to do. I really want it to be small shifts and tweaks that they can make in their daily life to start to experience this work on a deeper level.
It's so much interest. What you're saying is so interesting. There's so much to be said about this. Obviously, you're into something. I gather you really love what you're doing right now. This is this you like,
love it.
Right?
I do. Yes.
Well, look, I want to point out, Andy, we're talking to Andrea Andre. Her website is just as her name. A great website. If you're at all interested. By the way, this is a website you've got to look up, AndreaAndre.com, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Andre, A-N-D-R-E-E. So if you go there, you'll learn how to get in touch with Andrea, how she can help you and work with you, and maybe help you find the authentic yourself, and that's what she's there. She's there to help you be yourself, your real self. Andrea, it's always great chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. It's very,
you
very
too,
interesting
Doug.
Indeed. Okay?
I appreciate you.
It.
Yep, thank you.
I always learn when I talk to you. You're a marvelous lady. Thanks. That's it for today, everybody. We appreciate it. Go there, AndreaAndre.com. Thanks, Andre. Take care. Okay?
Yep, thank you. Yep, you too.
Bye-bye for now. All right, he's good enough.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit CloseUpTelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.